Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Thursday, the 4th of June. I hope you're well. Coming up.
The negotiation itself has gone very well, actually.
US says Israel and Lebanon have agreed to a ceasefire and young people very worried about AI. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the US State Department has announced that Israel and Lebanon have agreed to a ceasefire. Donald Trump has expressed his frustration with Benjamin Netanyahu over the ongoing hostilities, which have put any peace deal between America and Iran at risk. Tehran says any agreement is contingent on an end to the fighting between Hezbollah militants in Lebanon and the Israeli military. Meanwhile, Donald Trump says the Strait of Hormuz will immediately reopen once a memorandum of understanding between the US and Iran is signed. He says negotiators are trying to separate the issue of the vital shipping lane and the hostilities between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon. Speaking in the Oval Office, Donald Trump reiterated his claim that the Iranians will soon agree to not have a nuclear weapon.
The negotiation itself has gone very well, actually. It might not happen yet, who knows? But if it happens, it could happen like over the weekend.
Young people are being left to navigate AI without enough support, according to the National Youth Council of Ireland. A new report is calling for a nationwide AI education campaign aimed at both young people and the adults who support them. The organisation says young people want help identifying AI-generated content, spotting misinformation and understanding how their personal data is being used. Reuben Murray, Policy and Advocacy Officer at the National Youth Council, says young people are turning to AI for emotional support.
Where they couldn't find the support they needed, sometimes they were turning to these AI chatbots and companions. And the young people we were talking to were really concerned about this, and they wanted to see more support for these young people and more signposting within these tools and chatbots, because these are vulnerable young people and we need to make sure that we aren't letting them slip through the cracks.
The trial of Jeffrey Donaldson will hear from the third witness in the case today. The former DUP leader has pleaded not guilty to 18 historic sex offences. His wife, Eleanor, faces a trial of facts on five charges, which she denies. News Talk's Emily Keegan has this report, which listeners may find upsetting.
Yesterday, the cross-examination of the second of two alleged victims in this case concluded. Complainant B was questioned about why she didn't report her claims to police years ago. She said she was afraid and embarrassed, but said she should have reported things sooner. She told the court she blames herself for the later alleged sexual abuse of complainant A because she didn't go to the police sooner. During cross-examination by Eleanor Donaldson's lawyer, it was put to the complainant that Mrs. Donaldson denies any suggestion she facilitated an alleged rape and denies seeing her husband touch the alleged victim inappropriately. Complainant B disagreed. The trial continues this morning. Emily Keegan in Newry.
16 people are due in court in Dublin later following a Garda crackdown on organised retail crime. The accused face a total of 31 charges linked to alleged offences in the Dublin 7 area. Daniel Pitcher has more.
Eight men and eight women are due before the Criminal Courts of Justice this morning as part of a Garda operation targeting organised retail crime. The 16 accused, aged between 18 and 60, face a total of 31 charges relating to the 24 alleged offences in the Dublin 7 area. The charges include alleged theft, handling stolen property, criminal damage and assaults on retail staff. The investigation was carried out by the Garda's national strategy aimed at tackling organised retail crime and protecting businesses from repeat offending. Investigations are continuing.
Irish farmers are more concerned about climate change than many people believe. New ESRI research found both farmers and non-farmers are worried about climate change and are willing to take action, but often underestimate how concerned others are. Researchers say these misperceptions could undermine efforts to tackle it collectively, with people more likely to change their own behaviour if they believe others are willing to do the same. Dr. Lucy Martin, ESRI research officer, says a collective effort is needed between farmers and non-farmers for their efforts to have an impact.
Different groups' climate actions look different. So for a rural resident, climate action might look like changing their fuel source, whereas for an urban resident, it might be maybe going car-free. And for a farmer, it might be adopting green technologies or otherwise changing the way that they farm. And this is actually really bad for climate cooperation.
The National Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals is calling for a legal ban on sulky horse activity on public roads. The organisation says horses shouldn't be placed in dangerous situations on busy roads. It's launched a petition urging the government to act. More than 8,000 people have already backed the campaign. Conor Dowling from the NSPCA says recent incidents are highlighting serious animal welfare concerns.
Sulky vehicles, these types of vehicles have been developed over the years and fine-tuned in recent decades for use in harness racing on tracks. They're designed for speed. They're designed for maneuverability. They're not designed for the driver to be able to see around them, to be aware of what's around them, and they're just not safe on the public road.
In entertainment news, US actor Shia LaBeouf has pleaded guilty to battery charges after punching people outside a bar in New Orleans in February. It happened during Mardi Gras celebrations. The Transformer star has been ordered to attend an alcohol treatment program. And in sport, in golf, Rory McIlroy begins his bid to win the Memorial Tournament for the first time this afternoon. The event, hosted by 18-time major winner Jack Nicklaus, is one of the few PGA Tour titles missing from the Northern Irishman's CV. World number one Scottie Scheffler is looking for a third successive win, while Justin Rose, Tommy Fleetwood and Robert McIntyre are also in the field. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.